Campana's First Nighter Program. From the Little Theater of Times Square. Starring Barbara Luddy and Owen Soule with an all-star cast sent to you by Campana, the quality name in cosmetics. It's theater time on Broadway, and tonight we're to witness the biggest event on the Great White Way, the premiere of a brand new play in the Little Theater off Times Square. There'll be plenty of excitement, too, because the opening night performance is the crucial one. The evening when the public and the critics say yes or no to the play's bid for success. And now, here's our host for the evening, the genial first nighter.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just in the mood for a gay Broadway premiere this evening, are you? All right, here's my cab. Won't you step in? Okay, driver, to the Little Theater. Up Broadway, across 42nd Street, into the glare and glamour of the dazzling lights that give the Great White Way its famous name. And now, up ahead is the Little Theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Isn't that beautiful creature over there, Dorothy McGuire? Someone say Governor Dewey's here.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seat.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. This is a packed house tonight, because word is out that this evening's play is a comedy that no one wants to miss. And from the looks of the first night is crowding inside the theater, everyone is here to enjoy it. The program says the play is entitled Oh, Bury Me Not, from the pen of Bud Baldus Jr. and Dick Bell. In the stellar roles are those two favorites, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, with Miss Luddy playing Anne Lane, a Texas rancher, and Mr. Soule taking the part of Billy Martin, a city-bred cowboy crooner. And what an all-star supporting cast, with Herb Butterfield as Mr. Lane, Hugh Studebaker as Laramie, Barton Yarbrough as Wild Bill Smith, and other well-known names. The famous First Nighter Orchestra is being conducted tonight by Frank Worth. And now the house lights are about to dim, so let's prepare to enjoy ourselves.
Curtain, first curtain.
There's the signal for first curtain. The house lights are out. And here's the play.
In the skies are not cloudy all day. Well, folks, that's all for today. This here's Billy Martin bringing you songs of the old West. Singing them the way me and my buddies used to sing them around the campfire on the Lone Prairie.
You've been listening to Billy Martin, the Texas Troubadour, brought to you by Zippy's, the breakfast food with vitamins A, B, sunshine, C, D, E, F.
Oh, keep me away from the Lone Prairie.
Come in.
Ah, here I am, Mr. Lane.
Well, what do you want?
Why... You sent for me.
Well, I did. I mean, why, yes, I did.
Yes, sir.
Of course. Your lucky day, isn't it? A brand new contract with Zippy's at the salary of...
Yes, sir.
$200 a week.
$200?
Gee. Yes. Sit down, Brubaker.
Brubaker? Mr. Lane, I'm not Brubaker.
You're not?
No. He's the Zippy's news commentator. You know, news and views by Brubaker.
Then who are you?
Billy Martin, the Texas Troubadour.
Oh, well, in that case, you're fired.
Oh.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry, my boy, but the Zippy's people have decided to cancel your show.
Cancel my... My gosh, Mr. Lane, why?
Odd, it didn't say. But just between you and me, I think it's your singing.
You do?
Yes. Brubaker?
Martin.
Martin. Have you ever been in Texas?
Well, no, but I go to all the movies.
Well, that's not enough. But have you seen a large brown envelope around here anywhere?
Yeah. One sticking out of your pocket.
Oh, yes. Well, now, here's a map of Texas with instructions for finding my ranch, the bar, X.
Well, you're going to Texas?
No, you are.
I am?
Oh, yes. The bar X is run by my niece, Anne. She went to Vassar, but if you spend 2 or 3 weeks there, my boy, get the feel of the West in your voice, I may convince Sippy they made a mistake.
Hey,
not a bad idea.
But no one must hear of this. Since you're well known, you'd better travel incognito.
Yeah, anything you say.
Use a common, ordinary name like...
Jones or Smith?
Smith will do, yes, Smith. Now get going, Smith. Martin. And I'll write Anne your coming.
You won't forget.
Forget? Brubaker, my boy. I have a memory like an elephant. Good heavens. 10:15. Had an appointment at 10. Have you seen my hat?
Yes, it's on your head.
Hammerhead.
Oh, Laramie.
Good morning, Miss Anne.
Morning, Laramie. Thought I'd find you down here in the stable.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold on Diablo for almost an hour now.
Laramie, I don't want you risking your neck. You're much too valuable to me as a foreman.
Well, since you put it that way,
Laramie, do you remember Judge Carver telling us about Wild Bill Smith?
Wild Bill Smith?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the rodeo rider?
Yes, the one who claims he can tame any horse alive.
Rodeo rider. Dead blame fancy pants. What about it?
Well, he's coming to the Bar X.
He's coming here? What for?
Well, someone has to break Diablo. So I wrote Mr. Smith, and he's agreed to take the job.
Now,
you be careful. They say he's shot 8 men.
What for?
Just because he didn't like the way they lit the cigarette.
Is that a fact?
And, Laramie, I want you to put a cot down here by Diablo's stall.
A cot? Miss Anne, you fixing a bunk down here in the stable?
No, but Mr. Smith is. Judge Carver tells me that he won't sleep anywhere but with the horses.
Well, I'll be.
Yes, Mr. Smith must be quite a man. And I'll bet he's riding across Texas right now.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. Ah, Texas, beautiful Texas. Where men are men. Hey, that's right. Where men are men. Yeah, mustn't forget. Well, howdy, ma'am. I sure am pleased to make your acquaintance.
That was a mighty fine supper, Miss Anne.
Thank you. Beautiful night out, isn't it?
Yep, she sure is. Sun's almost down.
I just love these quiet Texas evenings.
Yeah, totally.
Good heavens, what was that?
Looky there, coming up the road.
Oh, a car.
That's the yellowest car I ever did see.
Howdy, folks.
Well, hello. Laramie, I wonder who...
Well, we'll soon find out. State the case, stranger.
Well, this be the Bar X, be it?
It be. Who be you?
Well, I thought, I reckon you all was expecting me.
Oh, are you Mr. Smith?
Smith? Yeah, well, sure, I'm Smith.
Well, welcome to Bar X, Mr. Smith.
Oh, thank you. I reckon you all are Miss Lane.
Anne. Mr. Smith, this is Laramie, my foreman.
Howdy, Laramie. I said, howdy, Laramie.
Fancy pants.
Huh?
Now, Laramie, don't mind him, Mr. Smith. It's just that, well, he doesn't like rodeo riders.
He don't?
That bother you, Smith?
Well, no, certainly not. Why should it?
Well, what part of Texas you come from, Smith?
I'm not...
You talk the queerest lingo I ever heard.
Well, I'm from...
Dogged if you ain't wearing the fanciest cow suit in this whole panhandle.
Yeah, right pretty, ain't it?
First purple chaps I ever seen.
Bought them at Macy's. Here, have a weed.
Now what did I want with a weed?
He means a cigarette, Laramie.
Why, sure, cigarette.
Well, now that's right neighborly. Oh, no, you don't.
I don't what?
You don't trap me. Fixing to offer me a smoke and then leave me have it, huh?
Have what?
Laramie, stop acting like a child and take Mr. Smith's suitcase down to his bunk.
Well, if you say so, Miss Anne, I don't know what the weather's coming.
Well, holy smokes, what's eating him?
Oh, say, you must be starved.
Yeah, sure, Anne.
Well, come on in the house. Unless you'd rather eat in the stable.
Stable? No, the house will be fine.
Good. You know, Mr. Smith, you don't look at all like the sort of person who sleeps with horses.
I don't? Well, I'm sure glad of that.
And the curtain comes down to the first act of the night's play in the Little Theater on Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs only, please.
And now here comes Larry Keating to tell you about the latest sensation in the world of beauty.
Yes, Campana's new cream makeup, Magic Touch, is causing a real sensation.
Excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Keating, Boston calling. Here you are.
But operator...
Mr. Keating?
Yes, yes?
Mr. Keating, I think every woman in Boston must be buying Magic Touch all at once. You'd better send some more Magic Touch here soon or we'll run out.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, ladies. As I was saying... Hello?
Seattle calling for more Magic Touch. Pittsburgh calling for Magic Touch. Detroit calling for Magic Touch. New York calling for Magic Touch. Los Angeles calling for Magic Touch. Calling. Des Moines. Magic calling. Chicago. Magic Touch. Calling. Denver. Magic Touch. Calling. Seattle. Magic Touch. Philadelphia.
Good grief. And all I ever said was that you'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch.
Well, that's enough to arouse anyone's curiosity. Besides, you said that Magic Touch is new, different.
It's a smooth cream makeup in an easy-to-carry white and gold compact. It's the new makeup for creating that new unmade-up look. It brings new beauty to even the loveliest skin. Does wonders for ordinary complexions.
That's what women want today. A new, a better makeup. Besides, you said Magic Touch is so easy to use.
It puts magic beauty at your fingertips. You just smooth your fingers over the creamy surface of Magic Touch, apply a light film to your face, and blend. No powder puff, no water. It's simple, quick, and it gives your complexion the flawless Dresden doll-like quality that is so fashionable today.
But what about powder? Do I need it after applying Magic Touch?
No, if you want the new luminous look, and I don't mean shiny. Yes, if you prefer the dull, matte-like finish.
You'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch.
It's only $1 for the large compact. Only 39 cents for the special introductory size. So, be modern in your makeup. Give yourself a Magic Touch. First nighters are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of Oh, Bury Me Not.
Let's sit out here on the porch swing, Mr. Smith.
Sure. I'm afraid I wasn't much company during dinner, Miss Lane. Or Ann.
Oh, that's all right. I knew you must be tired after that long ride today.
Yeah.
Driving a car can be quite a chore, especially when one's used to a horse.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
About horses?
Mm.
Oh, go on, Mr. Smith.
What do you mean?
Well, it's no use being modest. You're quite a famous person in these parts.
I am?
Tell me something, Mr. Smith.
Yeah?
Is it true that you killed 8 men?
Why, sure, at least.
What? What did you say?
I said... Oh, good heavens, you don't want to talk about it now, do you?
Well, but...
I'll bet you'd much rather turn in.
Well, I am tired,
Well, you wait right here. I'll get a lantern, then we'll walk down to the stable.
The stable?
Yes.
All the way down there in the dark?
Certainly.
Why?
Well, because you're tired.
Oh. Oh, sure. Dark in here.
I light the lantern.
So this is a stable.
What did you say?
Nothing. Say, Ann.
Yes?
What's that funny smell?
Why, horses.
Oh. Ooh. What's that?
Just Diablo.
Who's he?
A pretty mean horse, but I'll bet the two of you wind up good friends.
You don't say. Well, I'm willing if and he is.
Mr. Smith, what part of Texas do you come from? Your accent goes on and off like an electric light.
Well, I don't... Hey, look.
There's a cot in here.
Yes, that's
and
where...
And a suitcase.
Well, it's...
My gosh, who's sleeping here?
Why, you are, Mr. Smith.
What?
We know you like to sleep in stables.
You do?
Judge Carver told us.
He did?
That's why we put your cot down here.
It is?
Yes. Well, I know you're tired.
Oh, no, I'm wide awake.
Get a good night's rest.
But, Anne...
Because you'll need it in the morning.
I will.
Good night, Mr. Smith.
Hey, Anne, come here. Holy smokes, what's this all about?
Yeah, you tell him, Dobbo, old boy. Hey, you want to be friends, don't you? Here, I'll scratch you on the...
Wow! Nasty disposition. Me sleep with him? Huh?
Oh, no, I don't.
Get my suitcase, but I'll get out of here and sleep in the car. Whew, boy, safe. Now to get to the...
Running out, huh, Smith?
Laramie.
And you tabbed all along.
Hey, put away that gun.
Go on, get back in that stable, Wild Bill.
Wild Bill?
Get going. You're riding that horse in the morning.
On what?
Like you agreed.
Like I... Those eyes. He's insane.
Get in there, Wild Bill.
Yeah, sure, Laramie, sure. Anything you say.
Hey, what are you doing?
You're not leaving. I'll take the keys from your car to make sure. But first, I'm locking you up for the night.
There's a stable tumbleweed. Ain't no sense of waking folks up this time in the morning.
Who are?
All right, boy. I'll find us a place to bunk or my name ain't Wild Bill Smith.
Hey, let me out.
What's going on in that stable? What in thunder was you...
Hey, who are you?
Well,
Never mind. We've got to get out of here and get a sheriff fast.
Hmm? Is there something wumpa-joke, son?
There's an old nut running loose around here with a gun as big as a cannon.
Holy cow.
Say, is that horse gentle?
Oh, sure is.
Well, can both of us ride him?
He's built like an ox.
Uh-huh. Well, then let's get going, but be quiet.
Oh, don't you worry none. I'll be just as quiet as a little old man.
Smith, morning, your time's come. Just as soon as I get out of that stable, we're going to saddle that horse. Then we'll see just what kind of a fancy pants bronc bucket.
Well, I'll be. Stable doors wide open. Smith! Smith, where were you?
He's gone. Cleared clean out. Why, that dirty, sneaking, two-headed maverick. Where did I get him with my gun?
Yeah, darn near day bus. Sun's coming up.
For the love of Pete, how far is it to this town of empty saddles?
Oh, just a mite more. You could see it if it wasn't for that big old cactus up ahead.
Oh, can't this horse go any faster?
No. Mighty strong, mighty slow.
Gosh.
Hey, just what was going on back there at Barrett's?
Well, I'm not sure myself.
Well, keep talking.
Well, it was a pretty crazy idea from the start.
Go on.
I feel silly even discussing it.
I'm listening.
Well, it's all Mr. Lane's fault. You see, apparently Laramie doesn't know that Martin's name is Martin.
Why don't he?
Well, because Martin said his name was Smith.
That's right, peculiar, because my name is Smith.
Is that so? Well, you see, I guess Ann didn't tell Laramie that Smith's name is really Martin because Mr. Lane asked her to keep it quiet because...
Well, this is kind of confusing, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, this crazy Laramie got the idea that Smith said he'd ride a wild horse.
Oh, that's the truth.
Yeah. Mm. And get this. He called him Wild Bill.
Wild Bill?
Yeah, isn't that silly?
Are you telling me that there's a coyote on that ranch you're claiming to be Wild Bill Smith?
Well...
Why, that churn-headed sippy cat, I'll buy
No. Why get excited?
Because I'm Wild Bill Smith.
You are.
You're Wild Bill?
I sure am, and I'll bet you your britches that there's some skunk back there aiming to get my job.
Oh, holy smokes, I'm beginning.
And if I find him, I'm going to stomp his heart out.
You will?
Whoa, I tumbled away. Whoa.
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I'm going back where we come from.
But the sheriff.
Sheriff, nothing. I'm going to handle this myself.
But
there's a fella on the Bar X claiming to be Wild Bill Smith, and I'm taking you back to point him out to me so as I can kill him.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I suggest that you stop and listen, for here is Larry Keating. All over the nation, women are stepping into stores and saying,
Italian bomb, please.
Italian bomb, please.
Italian bomb, please.
Because the ladies have heard the good, dependable Italian bomb is back again after its absence during the war. Back again with all of its original ingredients, all of its original goodness.
It's so rich, so unlike thin or watery lotion.
Nothing else seems to keep my hands so soft and smooth.
It's such sure protection against chapping and dryness.
Yes, Italian Balm is back again at no increase in price. Same quality, same quantity, same pre-war price.
My, but it's economical to use.
It spreads so widely over the skin.
Just one drop serves both hands.
Get your bottle of Italian Balm tomorrow. See how much prettier your hands will be all winter long.
So soft. So smooth.
No matter how much housework your busy hands may do.
So completely free of chapping or dryness.
No matter how cold the wind or weather.
Yes, women are saying,
Italian bomb, please.
Italian bomb, please.
Italian bomb, please.
Are all in their seats, ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
Missed. Dogged if I ain't getting blind in my old age.
Larry, huh? What are you doing with that gun?
Practicing.
But why?
Miss Ann, there's a snake around here somewhere.
A snake?
Yep, a two-legged one.
Good heavens, where?
I wished I knowed.
Jeremy, I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I do.
Well, never mind that now. Listen to me. Huh? The strangest thing has happened. Mr. Smith has disappeared.
You don't tell me.
His bunk in the stable wasn't even slept in, and he's nowhere on this ranch.
Is that a fact?
But his car's still here. Laramie, something dreadful may have happened to him. We've got to find him.
Yep, we sure do.
For heaven's sake, Laramie, put away that gun and come help me.
Now, Miss Ann, you ain't stuck on that two-legged, on that hombre, are you?
Stuck on him? Yeah. Whatever gave you such an idea? Of course I'm not.
Well, that's all I wanted. No. Because if he comes crawling around here again, I'm going to shoot him on sight.
Well, this here's the Bar X, ain't it?
Yes, it certainly is, ain't it?
Well, get down off this horse, partner.
Now, wait.
Get down, Dad. All
right. I'm down.
Where's everybody at?
Probably still asleep. Yeah, let's come back later, huh?
Sleeping.
Hey, so what are you doing?
I'm going to ring your supper gong over here by the door and get them all up.
No, don't.
And then when this fella Smith that's claiming to be me shows up, you point him out. And I'm going to plug him.
Oh, no. No, for God's sake, wait. You know what? I got a better idea.
Well, start the talking.
Well, look, you hide in this little clump of bushes, see?
What for?
Well, I'll go around to the front door and tell him that somebody wants him at the back door.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Sure, okay. Well, now you keep out of sight.
Oh, I sure will.
Oh, now to find somebody and explain what this is all
Mr.
about.
Smith?
Ann.
Mr. Smith, where on earth have you been?
Shh, don't call me Smith.
Well, why not?
Because Smith's back there looking for Smith.
What on earth are you talking about?
No, I'm not here. Now, come on.
But...
Listen, Ann, listen. There's been a terrible mistake.
Well, something strange is going
on.
Yeah,
well, you see...
Laramie's been practicing with his gun for the last hour.
Huh?
Yes. She keeps saying something about being after a two-legged snake.
Oh, holy smoke, that'll be me.
Oh, Miss Anne.
There he is now.
Hurry, Anne. Come on, back this way.
I'm hurrying, but why? Oh.
Wait. It's me.
Quick, come on, around the back of the house.
I wish someone would tell me.
Get your hands up high.
Good heavens, who's that?
Smith.
What?
Never mind, never mind. Keep going.
Wait a minute, partner. How come you didn't say Smith was a lady?
I can't stop.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Oh, this is it. Okay, Laramie.
Reach for the sky.
Who is that? Just do as he says.
Why, sure, he's got the drop on me.
Get away from them fellas, Miss Anne.
Now, Laramie.
Yes, Laramie, I can explain everything.
Don't talk, son.
But, Laramie.
I said be quiet, Smith.
I didn't say a word.
Well, who's talking to you, stranger? I said Smith.
Well, I'm Smith. I'm Wild Bill Smith.
How was that again, stranger?
You're Wild Bill Smith, the rodeo rider?
Well, I sure am.
Then who?
Well, I'll see you boys later.
Get back here.
Oh, Smith, you mean he's the one?
Now, listen, I can explain.
Why, you imposter.
You low-down copperhead, I'll have to plug you right on the spot.
No. You keep out of here.
Now, no shooting, Laramie.
Oh, I'm not going to plug him.
Oh, gee, thanks.
No, I got me a better plan.
Huh?
Start walking toward the stable. Go on, get
him. What?
Smith, can you saddle the meanest critter on four legs?
Oh, why, sure.
Oh, no. No, you can't do that. That's murder.
Keep walking, Buster.
And?
Imposter.
Smith?
Quiet. Well, here's the stable.
Oh, no, now you don't know what you're doing. I can't ride that wild horse.
Stop talking, son. What?
Laramie, look.
It's a big truck. It's running this way.
Well, who on earth? Why, it...
Holy smokes.
All right, then. Get this equipment set up right away. No time to lose.
Uncle Jack.
Mr. Lane.
Well, Anne. Laramie.
Sorry, Mr. Lane.
Martin, my boy. Say, what's going on here?
They're just trying to kill me.
What? Well, I forbid it. I absolutely forbid it.
But now, Mr. Lane...
Now, Laramie, put away that gun at once.
Well, you're the boss.
Boy, Mr. Lane, am I glad to see you.
Uncle Jack, who is this person?
Yeah, somebody tell me.
Didn't I write you? Why, this is Billy Martin, the Texas troubadour.
The Texas the radio singer?
Sure.
Why, Mr. Martin, why didn't you tell him?
My gosh, I've been trying to.
The Texas troubadour.
Now, Smith, now.
Why, shuckings, Mr. Martin, I sure am proud to know you. I listen at you every morning while I eat my zippies.
Zippies! Good heavens, hurry. Not a second to lose.
What's wrong?
A mistake. Terrible mistake. Huh? That's why I'm here.
Why are you here?
Martin, I fired the wrong man. It was the other fellow, Brubaker, I was supposed to let go.
Oh, for the love of...
Come, now, hurry. You go on the air in... Oh, good heavens, 10 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you see that truck? That's portable radio. Equipment.
It is?
Yeah, my boy, from now on, you're going to broadcast from this ranch.
My gosh, I am.
Well, Mr. Martin.
And you have a brand new contract with Zippy at $500 a week.
Golly, I have.
Oh, my idea. Brilliant. Now, one thing more.
What, Uncle Jack?
Is there a horse anywhere around?
A horse?
Yes.
There's Diablo.
Oh, no. No, no, not him.
Well, there's old Tumbleweed.
Yeah, well, that's better, but why?
Sensational idea, my boy. For the first time in radio history, a singing cowboy broadcasting directly from a horse's back.
And the skies are not fine. We all dance. Well, folks, that concludes this first broadcast from old Tumbleweed. But before I sign off, I'd like you to meet the prettiest gal in Texas. We had a little misunderstanding, folks, but, well, I reckon it's all cleared up. What do you say, Miss Anne?
I reckon. What would you say, Laramie?
Well, I reckon. What did you say, Mr. Lane?
I say the three of you move up a bit. I'm about to slide off the rear of this horse.
Ladies and gentlemen, the curtain is down on the last act of another original Broadway play. It's Buddy and Mrs. DeMille calling to an enthusiastic citizen audience. truly gripping play, one that will hold you spellbound for every minute of the performance, tune in next week for the drama entitled A Story Revived. Here's the kind of play that you hear too seldom. So join us next week, same time, same station. And in the meantime, ladies, remember that you never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you. Good night.
Campana's First Nighter program, starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy, is a copyrighted radio feature. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events. Why take chances? Scratching a skin that's irritated by eczema, hives, or rash may cause infection. Don't scratch. Use DDD Prescription, a doctor's formula that brings quick, soothing relief from skin discomfort. Ask for DDD Prescription at your drugstore. Trial bottle, 35 cents.
The First Nighter program came to you over CBS, where 99 million people gather every week. The Columbia Broadcasting System.